John Thrasher landed an interview for Florida State University's top job without ever having applied.
Well, I was never asked to apply. Certainly I think the process has been such that, it's kind of been a slow process, and that I never thought about applying until there was a more definitive kind of process in place.
Thrasher says he did not start the buzz about leading Florida State. He says until recently he'd been focused on the legislative session, which just ended, but that has not stopped people from suggesting he'll be next at the helm. During his decade in the public eye, Thrasher has been a Speaker of the Florida House and currently holds a powerful position as Senate Rules Chairman. He's had stints as a lobbyist and previously served on Florida State University's Board of Trustees. He's also an alumnus. For some, that's not enough to qualify him to be FSU's next president. FSU Associate Music Professor Nancy Rogers points to Thrasher's political resume as a reason he shouldn't get the job.
I don't believe that someone who sponsors legislation eliminating collective bargaining rights can work effectively with the numerous unions at FSU, a qualification specifically mentioned in this committee's criteria for the new president. Similarly, I don't believe that someone who sponsors legislation eliminating tenure can work effectively with FSU's faculty.
But for current FSU trustee chairman Alan Pence, also a former House Speaker, Thrasher's politics make him a prime presidential contender.
We have to raise another $500 million on our billion-dollar goal. And let me tell you something. We've raised $500 million, but we got the low-hanging fruit. The other $500 million is going to be really tough to get. It's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take someone leading this university who people believe in, and also someone who has the ability to raise money.
Thrasher is currently serving as chair of Governor Rick Scott's reelection committee, and he's got a long track record of raising money, something university presidents across the country are increasingly being called upon to do. FSU faculty members say they want a president similar to Eric Barron, who had been a university professor, administrator, and head of the National Center for Atmospheric Research before being named FSU president in 2010. Barron left earlier in the year to head Penn State University. Thrasher brushes off those criticisms and says he's ready to lay out his vision for FSU.
Look, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna provide before the interview a resume and a letter kind of outlining some what I think are short term as well as long term goals for the university, and be prepared to answer questions that are asked me at that process.
He says he'll wait until his interview to discuss exactly what's in those plans, but he has a lot of people to convince. Many observers of FSU's search process believe it's been rigged in Thrasher's favor. Jennifer Prophet, president of the United Faculty of Florida, Florida State University chapter, says she and others are not buying the argument made by a search consultant that there were no other well-qualified applicants for the job.
The national advertisement for the position, posted in one of the most visible and highly regarded higher education publications, the Chronicle of Higher Education, included loyalty to FSU University as a criterion. However, strong academic credentials, which this body agreed was one of the criteria that you would consider, was not included in that.
FSU presidential search consultant Bill Funk says the prospect of a Thrasher presidency has kept other potentially more qualified candidates from applying. The search committee wants to interview Thrasher first, if only to clear the air surrounding the search. The thought is, if he's eliminated early, other people will be willing to apply. If he gets the job, the search will be over. The committee will interview Thrasher June 11th. A few protests have already been scheduled that day. Meanwhile, another political figure, State Representative Michelle Vasselind of Tallahassee, has thrown her name into the mix. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.